Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American
global awakening to the new world order.
My American
artificial intelligence android.
My American,
do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo, yo.
Extraterrestrials.
Oh. How you guys doing?
Good. Long time no see.
No shit, man.
It was a long fucking day today.
It's been a long fucking week. Dude.
Well deserved.
Oh, boy. Cracking that can, baby.
That fucking pickled beer, dude.
It's still the pickle beer?
I fucking love it, dude.
Yeah, I think he buys a lot of it, dude. I don't think this is like the same. You know what I mean? I don't think he could have one in the fridge and not drink it. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Well, I mean.
Come on. You ain't going to let that sit around.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
But I don't buy it all the time.
It's like a treat, weekly treat.
Yeah. Like I buy. Actually, I haven't even, not even a week. It's probably been a couple weeks since I bought some.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It, like if I'm just wanting like a, I don't know. I've just been craving it.
Okay.
It's
like are you trying to sell this to somebody, Chris?
I know.
No.
Pickle juice is good.
I mean, if you like pickles, I mean, you'll like this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I like pickles on burgers.
Send this to the company, dude, and just say, listen, man, we're already free promotion. Okay.
Yeah.
Least you could do is a 6-pack a week. You know what I mean?
I actually seen when I picked this up, they had a spicy pickle one.
Oof. That sounds horrible, man. I got to be honest with you. It sounds so horrible.
That does.
They just call that a jalapeno, Chris. I mean, what is this? So,
anyways, yeah. Jinx, how you doing?
How was Easter? The Pope died. So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, Pope died. Saw that.
Yeah.
Do
you think, he actually died? Or do you think that this is just the day that they told everybody that he died?
He probably died.
Very suspicious.
I don't know. You know, I think it could go both ways. You know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah.
Maybe there's like significance to like the day that he is announced, you know what I mean, as dead. But supposedly he did meet J.D. Vance the day before and was out
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
People making memes calling J.D. Vance the prince of death or like the bringer of death and all that shit.
Yeah. I mean, or he was just old and sick because you know, when you go to like a relative and they're old. And you're just like, you better be nice because you're probably not going to see him again. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not around much. I had to do that with my grandpa. I'm like, when we went visit, he's just like very old. And I'm like, you know, I really guys want you guys to enjoy this because you may not see him again. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? And so I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just know. I would imagine JD was like, yeah, this guy's going to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude's.
I did notice that both him and Trump were both wearing bright yellow ties.
Mm. Yeah, there's like the whole like Q stuff. Talking about the yellow tie, I totally forgot what the yellow tie means. But
oh, what does it mean?
That was a big there. Yeah, there was a lot of posts about the yellow tie. If you know, you know. Oh. I'm like,
I
what?
So
I don't know. I don't know about that.
If you know, you know, dude.
I don't know. I just noticed because I've never seen them wear bright yellow ties before.
Well, I mean,
we've seen it once.
When?
But. Well, it's like right. I mean, it's around Easter time. You know, it's like an Easter coral
like
color. You know,
yeah.
Right,
but why would
Easter.
You? But would you wear it? I guess.
I mean, people put up. You know, I don't know. I feel like it's like Easter. You know, the couple days around Easter is kind of like you're planning for Easter, doing
look this
stuff
up,
for Easter.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yellow tie know. Conspiracy.
I don't know, man. I think he probably.
I doubt that he actually died the day after Easter Monday. I mean, it's just very suspicious timing to me. I'm like, really? Like, you're the Pope. It's kind of a big day. Easter's a pretty big day, you know, in the Christian faith.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What?
And he was hospitalized on Valentine's Day. I'm like, St. Valentine. I'm like, there's something going on here.
When did he die? Was it Monday?
It was on Monday, yeah.
Oh, so yeah. You're thinking that he might have died on Easter?
Announced that he died on Monday.
Wait, so they announced that he died.
J.D. Vance, Easter he Monday. Met him on Easter? Or was it the
I
day
think on Easter.
Easter,
yeah.
I thought it was on Easter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he kind of came out and supposedly met with the people.
What?
So I just bookmarked something. Proof. 100% proof. Yellow tie. This is the theory here, okay?
100% proof.
If you know, you know.
Okay. Here's them with the yellow tie.
Yep. So they're both wearing yellow tie on Easter.
Trump's is more like a highlighter yellow.
Dude, his is fucking bright yellow. Yeah. That is the brightest yellow tie I've ever seen. And then here's the nautical flag alphabet. What color is yellow here? What letter is that? Q. It's a Q, everybody. They're sending a message to the black hats. You're going down. Huh. I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it'd be more like L. You know, I mean, you got the black and the yellow. You know
but what,
I'm saying?
The fuck is a what is that again? What is this called?
The nautical flag? Flag? I have
alphabet?
No idea. Let's look
nautical
this up.
Flag what? Alphabet.
I know.
Yeah, what is the nautical?
Because we use that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like we use the nautical
well,
flag
yeah, dude.
All the time.
Well, does like military use it?
I'm sure.
So
they
that's
do.
What I'm saying. Like if you yeah. wave the yellow flag, what does that mean?
It means caution. In
ooh,
ra-
shit,
in racing
dude.
Terms, oh. If you're racing, uh-oh. Then that's a yellow flag. It means caution. It means like somebody's down.
Okay. Well, because I remember Trump in his first term, I just bookmarked the photo where he's standing next to the Pope. And remember that hilarious meme where it's like him touching the fingers of the Pope and
oh yeah,
the Pope slaps Trump's hand.
Yeah,
obviously fake, but hey. But this picture of Trump when he first met the Pope looks miserable.
Yeah, he doesn't look
right?
happy. Does not look happy.
And look how like thin he was.
How
well,
thin
he was,
the Pope
he was always
was?
Like thinner in the face and stuff. He got bloated. He got
well. Bloating happens when you die.
No, I.
Well, he had pneumonia. I think he was on steroids.
Not the
and
laugh
shit.
At somebody's
yeah, I
dad.
Think he was on steroids. His face and stuff was definitely puffy. You know, like real round and shit. Look at Melania. Though,
yeah,
man. She looks like she was already ready for his death. You know what I'm saying? She was.
Weren't all black.
Oh yeah, she dressed up like the whole clan did. They're all wearing black. I think you had to wear black. There's something about wearing black. Mm. I don't remember what day they showed up.
This chick over here is wearing a pinstripe suit with a black veil.
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird. That's a weird combo. Look,
and Ivanka is wearing. Yeah, they're all wearing those veils. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know. The Pope. I got to be honest with you. I don't give a shit that much. To me, it's a person.
Whoa.
I understand that they're endowed with certain things and yada, yada, but I'm just like, dude, it's a fucking dude, man. Like, I don't know about worshiping that dude. But whatever, dude. I don't know.
Well, I think those people that should really care are the people that are in that religion, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was a very progressive pope. Yeah. He openly accepted gays.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that's like a no-no for the Jesus clan. And then, like, there's, like, other stuff that he was, like, visiting with people who are pro-abortion. He was pushing the jib-jab, which is made of aborted fetal cells. And, like, he was doing a bunch of different things that people were like, what? Why is the Pope doing this, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to be progressive with... Christianity and other religions like that because
right.
it's not like other things where you can do, it's like that is what they say, right? Like if you believe in the book or you don't believe in it, but you can't just make up your own rules, otherwise you're just making a new religion, you know what I mean? So,
well, it doesn't really say like you can't be gay. It says something like in a matter of fact, and it's the way that people yeah. read it that they go like a man shall not lay down with a man, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's kind of interpreted that way.
But we can't even acknowledge that it's a sin. You know what I'm saying? You know, you watch
what?
People who are gay and they're like, I mean, it's a sin to be gay.
You know? Sinners!
Well, I don't really care if you're gay or not. I'm saying, like, but we all sin, right? So, like, it's no different in the eyes of God.
We're all sinners.
That if you sin by gay or murder or anything, really, for that matter, right? Like, sin is sin is sin.
Yeah.
And if you, you know, ask for forgiveness, then you can go forward, but... It's just like mm-hmm. acknowledge that it's a sin. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's probably not right to be with the same sex, but you can do it. You know what I mean? And as long as you
yeah.
have real forgiveness.
Does it say in the Bible, no docking is permitted?
I don't
a penis shall not touch a tip of the other penis.
Yeah, I think
two it's... penises shall not touch.
Yes.
Never!
They call it the...
Never! Are there exclamation marks in the Bible?
Maybe. I don't know.
There should be.
That's a good question.
I think there are.
Thou shalt not touch other penis heads.
A penis that's shall not like, touch that's like the, thy penis?
In the fucking Ten Commandments, isn't it?
I like the idea of calling it the scissor sin. You know what I'm saying? Like the when you're scissoring. You're scissoring the sin away. You know what I mean?
When you're scissoring, you're scissor sin.
Scissoring.
Or sword fighting.
Sword fight, yep. There you go.
Sin fighting.
Oh, boy. But no, I like your take on that, though, Dave, because it's like, you know, if being gay is a sin, I mean, ban porn. Like, why do they want to ban gay sex? Like, you can ban pornography, ban alcohol, ban all of these vices. You know, people are going to sin.
Yeah, I don't think
no one's perfect.
Ban it. I mean, everybody sins. But my thing is with that is like acknowledging that. And obviously, some people argue that that's not in the Bible. I from what I've seen and read and had people talk about, I feel like it does kind of describe it as a sin. But either way, like welcome all people to the church, right? Like I'm okay with that. Like go speak with the gay community, try to welcome the church. But the goal should be to help them see something and maybe come out of the funk. You know what I'm saying? As a lot of people would say, is like acknowledge that you're sinning and try to be a better person. But they, you know, if you believe that you're gay and you believe that you're this not a sin and that's who you are, you're not going to apologize for that. So it's just a weird like conundrum, if you will, on that thing. So
yeah. So I mean, long story short, the Pope, this Pope was different.
Yeah, he was pretty.
He was the first Jesuit Pope. He was the, you know, not as strict as some would say.
Very untraditional.
He did have to. Yeah, he did have to deal with the whole pedophilia scandal and all that stuff when he first got in. He just kind of transported the pedophiles around to a different location. So that's what they do. And
yeah,
I mean, I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure it was him.
Yeah.
Didn't they say he died of like a, it was actually like a brain aneurysm or something, wasn't it? Something to do with his brain.
I don't know.
I just heard double pneumonia. That's what I heard. That's all I heard.
I thought they released the fucking,
The cause of death.
And it said something to do with his brain, I thought.
I mean, maybe.
Do you think that's like a sign or something?
Well, just because everybody was talking about they released a photo of him laying there.
Oh, a stroke. And like a stroke that led to a coma and then irreversible heart failure. That was confirmed by the Vatican.
Stroke.
Capital V Vatican. And you know what? Like, I started watching. I got to say this. I watched the movie They Live for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking loved it, dude.
Yeah, it's a cool movie.
I loved it. I don't know. Have you seen it?
Cult classic, man.
They Live.
Yeah, with the glasses.
With the fucking Roddy Piper.
It's like, where it's like everything's like obey.
Oh, okay. I know. I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he like, it was like a slow burn. I actually really liked it. I was like, they did a really good job because I was like paying attention to the time. I'm like, damn, there's no reveal yet. And I'm 30 minutes into this movie and like they're building this suspense, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
And it's only about an hour and 20, hour and a half minute. But, the signs, so he was like put on these glasses and you know he's looking at the billboards, it's like a martini or something, and then he puts it on, it says like consume, you know, and then he'll look over something else and it'll say like obey, you know, just fall in line, do all this stuff, consume, feed, eat, sleep, sex, all this stuff. But there was one sign that said marry and reproduce, and I was like, that doesn't fit here. You know what I mean? Like, marry and reproduce is, like, a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, why would this alien, reptilian, whatever race, you know, I get the consuming, the demand, like, bow down, fall in line, obey. But then, like, marry and reproduce, what does that help? Like, don't they want depopulation?
Well, some people...
Depends on what conspiracy theory you're... talking about.
I was gonna say somewhat more population, because especially if you're like an alien race or something, you want to be able to have more slaves.
You want feeders.
Right.
You want more.
Yeah, that's what I asked the Telegram chat. That's what most people were saying. They're like, well, yeah, more people to do your biddings for you, and absolutely, you can just bribe them with money and there you are.
Yep.
More food in your crop.
It's a good one, man. That's a little, it's a little gem of a movie.
I've never seen it. I'll have to.
I'm not really big into
going back and watching like old movies.
Sometimes it's worth it. There's some that's worth the trip back if you haven't seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you go back and you're like, that was dog shit. I remember it being better than that. You know what I mean? But there's some real good movies. That one, I think, yeah. I feel like that was one of those, I don't want to say it was the first, but that was one of the first movies that was kind of like exploring like the idea of like being controlled. You know what I'm saying? Or like having a something above us controlling what we do, like the propaganda. You know what I'm saying? Like there was obviously other movies with propaganda, but.
I mean, Wizard of Oz is a classic propaganda. I mean, the man behind the curtain, right? He's like the Wizard of Oz. He's this overarching, he must be a god. Where's this voice coming from? And then it's like, oh, it's a man behind a curtain. You know
no, yeah,
I mean?
No,
like,
you're right. You're right on that one. But this was like in a modern-ish society, you know what I'm saying? Where,
yeah.
Like that
and
was
like real.
That
like
was like deceiving people, control. Right? Like the Oz was deceiving them. And like lying about what he was and the powers he had. That makes sense. That is propaganda. But this was like when, you know, when he's downtown or like a Times Square or something and he's putting them on and you see all the fucking rotted faces and shit and like the, just the internal death of all these people. You know what I mean? It's
it was more than propaganda. This fed into the whole globalist agenda, mm-hmm. reptilian agenda. Yeah. Alien kind of takeover, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's kind of like, there is that sector of the conspiracy realm where it's like, dude, there's fucking reptilians controlling us and they're from Andromeda or whatever the fuck, like planet system, that you know, yeah. solar system that they said that they were from.
Yep.
But in that movie, they did say, so like, spoiler alert, okay, this movie came out, what, 1988?
There's no spoiler.
Like if we're like half a fucking yeah century. I
if
think
you
we're fine.
Like, I haven't watched it, but if you're like me and haven't watched it by now, you don't deserve to not know.
Well, yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Too late, bitch.
Well, so, you know, spoiler alerts. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, spoilers. Yeah. Like the new episode that just came out like 3 days ago, and you haven't had time because you've been working.
Well, so they make it down. So like, Roddy Piper teams up with his buddy.
Was he Roddy in the movie?
No, his name was something else. I forgot. But like,
I was talking about the action. Was he Rowdy?
Oh, he was.
Oh yeah, dude. They fight. He tries to get his friend to like put on the glasses.
Oh.
No. And they have like this ridiculous over the top
fight,
scene.
The guy wouldn't wear.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's like, I don't want to fight you. It was like. Real over the top. You're like, oh, okay, they just want to throw like a 10-minute fight scene into this.
Little ode to WWF, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Yeah. He had to have a fight scene.
Yeah, and there was a couple like times where he just like needlessly takes off his shirt, and I'm like, dude, you're the only one here with your shirt off, and I'm like, you're jacked and fucking, it's like, you know, oh, okay.
It's funny, though. It's like campy. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what makes some of those movies funny, dude. It's just cheesy.
But so anyway, Roddy and his buddy break down into the pit of where these aliens are all meeting. Like, he gets into their secret kind of palace, and they're all having like this dinner, and the keynote speaker up there was like, we met our projections by 39%, blah, blah, blah. And by the year 2025, we will take over everything. You're like, oh, 2025. So people are like, oh, you know, hey,
take over everything.
I mean, I just kind of like threw that in. I don't know what
they'll
phrase
have, like,
is.
Full
but...
control, basically.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. You know, it's always interesting when they make those kind of things. But every movie that predicts anything will always have one day where it happens. And then they're like, oh,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So we just hit the mark. You know what I mean? But to be fair to, you know, to the, it's like the times are weird. And so it feels sometimes like, wow, some weird shit
it's
going on.
It's kind of turning the other way now.
Some extent.
Well, fucking Klaus Schwab, his own people are turning on him now.
Schwab?
Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab stepped down, but did you see who's replacing him?
Well,
Mr. Blood?
Not that he's... he stepped down, but also now his own fucking organization is investigating him for fucking bad shit, apparently.
But you, I mean, that organization investigating them. Yeah, it's like, you're going to be like, no, we're good. We thought so, but no, we're good.
It's like the Vatican investigating the Vatican. Yeah, I mean, come on, bro.
The Vatican investigating the Pope ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to move
the CIA to investigating themselves. Different thing. Not,
yeah. or like the COVID investigation.
Nothing,
I mean,
nothing to see here. Yeah. All good on the Western Front here.
Yeah, 9/11 investigation, all of it. So it's all good.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
that was a fun movie. And then somebody sent over the movie Conclave, because that was a big one that came out 2024.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. Mm.
And it's about the Pope dying.
Mm. Yeah.
And it, you know, it's like very suspicious. Like, I don't know, just kind of like right around the time when the Pope actually dies, you have this movie come out, Conclave.
Hmm. There's supposed to be some movie that came out just recently that was, I guess if you're a conservative, you would like it. But apparently it's like a very like Democrat propaganda movie about, it's called like 2072 or something like that, or something to that effect. But I guess it's just like chocked full of all the left talking points and, you know, the end of the world shit with Republicans and dictatorships and all that stuff. And so now I'm intrigued. I heard it's a real shit movie, though.
Huh. Never heard of it.
Yeah, probably.
Is it like a global, like a climate change type of thing?
No, I haven't watched it. I guess it's the entire thing is just full of everything that the Democrats. It's just like if Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi were to write a movie of all the things they believe. You know what I mean? Like that kind of a. That kind of.
I
wish I could
did hear that AOC and Bernie are teaming up for a presidential run. Bernie for president, AOC vice president.
I say good luck with that one. All right. I don't see that happen at all, man. You got your two extremes of the party. Not. They're going to get votes, man. He's a populist, but the middle of the road people are probably not going to feel it at all.
It depends. Like, if Trump does well, then yeah, I don't think they stand a fucking chance. But like, if Trump, who knows, dude? I don't know. Like, if he does something a little rock the boat type of thing. People want change. You know how that goes. Like, the media does. And why is the media still fucking floating around now? Like, can we do something about the Smith-Mundt Act and, like, get rid of the propaganda, please, and make it illegal to propagandize the American citizens?
No, I think if you're going to lie and just do that as a business, you're just going to do that until it doesn't exist anymore. I don't see change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see them being like, guys, we got to fix the model. Like, the model has worked for this long and it's dying, and they're not just going to be like, yeah, we got to rebrand ourselves at this point.
Well, a rebranding and saying we're changing our ways, folks, wouldn't work at this point.
Rather just like, because the media helps politicians, like the media helps politics. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, like, was it ever illegal to talk about propaganda on the mainstream media? And if, like, illegal, meaning, yeah, or, like, spread propaganda, like, to tell a story that wasn't true.
Yeah.
So if that was illegal, like, was that, like, just monetary punishment, or was it, like, you're going to go to prison type of punishment?
What was it illegal, though? I mean,
it was illegal to propagandize the American people up until modern, I mean, here recently, within the last fucking 50 years.
I mean, the only reason I would say it never was illegal is because we know more and more that, like, that was happening all the time. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it was as prevalent as it is in modern times.
I don't know, man. I mean, look at what, you know, the Vietnam War. Just go back, you know what I'm saying? And look at all the shit that we got into based off of something supposedly happening and then the news saying that it did happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying there wasn't good journalists that didn't fact check and actually do a good job back then, but I don't know, dude. I'm not.
Well, and the problem. Yeah, the problem is like, it's not a lie at the time that you're telling it. And that's how they got away with the big C little V stuff. It's like, well, all of these, you know, doctors and like statisticians are telling us that this is the trend. So we're just going to repeat the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but the problem
is they can kind of pat it.
You're right, but the problem is like you couldn't say anything back towards it. That's the issue. Like, if all the doctors say that this is true, then say that as well. Like, if you want to say that, right? See, you're like, you know, all the doctors say that this is what's going on and this is the word that we have. But you can also be like, but X, Y, and Z, you know what I mean? But they wouldn't even let you say X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? That was the propaganda, was there was no, you weren't allowed to ask questions about the vaccine. You know what I mean? And they weren't bringing on people that were even allowed to talk about, well, maybe this isn't a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I asked Grok, was it ever illegal for the media to lie to American citizens?
Yeah, I just did it too.
And it said, like, there's no blanket law explicitly making it illegal to lie to the American citizens. However, the legal landscape around media falsehoods is nuanced, with specific regulations and historical precedents addressing certain types of deceptive practices.
Well, that's not what mine says. Mine said, when I asked it, it says, yes, it was effectively illegal for U.S. media to propagandize the American public under the Smith-Mundt Act.
Oh, well, see, you said propagandize. I said lie.
Oh.
But it does say, however.
Yeah.
And when it says effectively illegal, that means jaywalking, basically, right? Like, yeah, it's illegal, but we're not going to fucking do anything.
Well, it's saying
it
was prohibited domestic dissemination of government-funded propaganda. So when it comes to private media, it didn't really apply.
Yeah, but we know
quote,
now.
Quote, unquote, private media.
We know now that funds were going to these media places.
Exactly. So but, I mean, they switch money around and move money around and say, hey, we'll give you these grants or we'll fucking prop you up if you do this news bidding for us.
Exactly.
That's what I was saying,
in a way to get around the fucking laws.
They've
always
been doing that. Yeah. I think they always have been doing that.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know? The one thing that, like, Ian Carroll talks about is, like, the one thing that is, like, the creme de la creme, if you're a reporter, is access. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you get access to sit in on this meeting. You get access to go over here and listen to a conversation and actually... It's firsthand reporting, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Instead of,
I heard it from a friend.
Tim Pool sitting in on the White House press briefings now.
Yeah. That's how it should be, though, man. Yeah. Like, it's if you have people that have followings and are prominent, like, they should be allowed to ask questions and do that kind of stuff. Like, Tim Pool probably has a bigger viewing than most of the people on CNN.
All of the nudia?
Nudias.
I don't know why I said nudia.
I like that. Nudia.
All of the mainstream nudias combined.
It sounds like Indian porn. Yeah.
All of them combined. He has more views and following than
that. Probably, yes. But I like the idea of the nudia media.
Nudia media.
Yeah.
It's like in order to be, can you imagine what
it's like the news, uprise? The news of the nudist beaches. Nudist beach news.
Mm.
Today, old Harry had his wang out.
Yeah.
Old Harry. With a name like Old Harry, you can't have your wang not out.
On a nudist beach, everyone has their wang out.
It's good. I like it, man. I like that other people get asked questions. Because you watch a lot of shows or podcasts or different presences, and they're like, man, if I could ask, this is what I would say. This is what I would ask. And it's like, they really haven't had the opportunity other than having them on a show, possibly, which is rare, to ask those kind of questions. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I mean, yeah.
What else has happened, man? I don't really care about the Pope. I got to be honest. I don't really care about the Pope. He looks bloated. He's old. He died. So now they move on. Now it's the end of the world, right? That's that.
Well, no. They just create a new Pope.
No, they said, remember, this is the last Pope per the prophecy.
Who said that? Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
So the next Pope is supposedly the last Pope.
Well, I heard that last Pope. No? That's what
nope.
I read.
I heard it was like he was the last in line before... the final pope takes reign, and the final pope would be Petrus Romanus. I'm sure you can find
what
some people talking about him being like the last pope and stuff.
What does Petrus Romanus mean?
It's like Peter the Roman.
Peter the Roman.
And what's interesting is I saved some bookmarks, is like Trump had a brown bunny at the White House for Easter. And this was the first time they've ever had a brown bunny at the White House. It was usually the white bunny, the white rabbit, you know, for Easter and all that stuff, but, you know. And so people are like, why? What is this? Is this like a... People actually were calling it a DEI hire for the Easter bunny. Oh, God. Yeah. So you can see it's a brown bunny, right?
Yeah.
And when you do some digging, you find out that it was actually Peter the Rabbit who visited the White House. And I'm like, what? Peter the Rabbit? I guess, you know, whatever. But then, like, it happened on the day that the Pope died, because Trump issued that executive order lowering all the flags, state and national flags, to half mast, right? Mm. And so he had this happen. He's standing right next to Peter the Rabbit, and he's saying, you know, talking about the Pope. And I'm just saying, like, wait, Peter the Rabbit, Peter the Roman, Peter. Well, isn't that weird? You know, Peter, the name Peter.
I know.
It's coming up, bro.
I know. Crazy.
Just like the yellow ties.
The most famous rabbit, Peter the Rabbit. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, Dave. Like
Looney Tunes. What's a Looney Tune rabbit? What's that guy's name?
Roger?
No, that's Roger the Rabbit. But what's the Looney Tunes one?
Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny. There you go. I think he's probably the most famous rabbit. Peter Rabbit maybe is a close second. Bugs? What rabbit's more popular than Bugs Bunny, man? Even though I forgot his name, but what's more popular?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
So it was just coincidence. He just had this brown bunny, first time ever.
Yeah, man.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, dude. It's all like part of the plan. You know what I mean? There's a whole book.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, dude.
I'm thinking like he's selling something. He's going, uh-huh. Hey, Peter the Roman, you're up.
Yeah, man.
And people are, you know, some say that it's going to be a black pope, because there is that is the theory that it would be the black pope, which is like the last pope. There's this black pope theory. But he would physically be a black man. You know what I mean?
That seems racist.
And there's a couple candidates.
No? It's like...
I heard...
Were they saying like the black pope, like he wore black? Or is that the initial thing? Like he...
I don't know. Pope, I don't know where, like what the, like the connotation of black means in the whole prophecy. But the black pope, people are saying, well, it could physically be a black man. And there's a couple of contenders out there. I think they might be named Peter as well. It'll be interesting to see who gets picked.
I heard there could be picking an Italian.
Oh.
And going back to Italy, apparently. Apparently it was in Italy for a long time. The popes were always Italian.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was. Francis was the first American. Not like, I don't think North American. I think he was born in South America. But he was the first pope from the Americas.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, part is like, with the prophecy known, like, will they purposely bring in somebody named Peter just to fuck with people? You know what I'm saying? Like,
probably.
Listen, like, he's qualified.
Well,
his name's Peter. This is going to
throw people.
It
depends on
up.
How involved they are with the tradition and how things are done. You can't just pick someone that you want to pick. It has to be a man of God.
Do they? You know what I mean?
That's what they say, right?
I mean,
God has to speak through him.
Yeah. I've seen some people on the streets that say God speaks through him. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, who gets to really pick that? Like, is it really God? Or, you know?
Well, if you don't trust the guy on the street, then why would you trust these people, like, writing the Bible? It's, you know, like, some guy wrote the Bible based off of talking to God.
Yeah, but there was people that were around Jesus who, you know.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That's a little deeper. I mean, sure, we can go there. But that's a little bit deeper than that, right? You have a person who supposedly performed miracles in front of you, who is claiming these things, who came back to life. If all that is true, then it's not just a hobo fucking whistling on the street talking about Jesus is, you know, I'm Jesus. No?
If the hobo has a clan and they go, whoa, yeah, this guy can do some magical shit.
Yeah, man, you're right. If I saw a hobo walking on water across the street, I would probably say, like, he might actually be Jesus.
Man,
you know what I mean?
That guy could be the Pope.
He could be the Pope. I mean, why not? At this point, he might not touch kids.
Or you know? Or you see a hobo walking on water, you go, man, that guy's high as fuck.
And I was like, well, yeah. And I was like, were there not magicians back in the biblical times?
That's just Chris Angel, bro. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, he lost his Vegas show, and now he's a hobo. Hobo magician.
He always looked like he could have went that direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it didn't pan out, he could have just could have been that guy. You know what I mean?
Whoa. This is weird. I looked up who are the front runners to become the new Pope in Grok. And then it says, I apologize for the confusion, but the premise of your question appears to be based on inaccurate information. As of April 23rd, 2025, Pope Francis is still alive. And that's in bold. Mm. And it says, and serving as the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. There's been no recent announcement from the Vatican or credible sources indicating his death or a need to select a new Pope.
What?
The search was... Yeah, I mean, I can send this to you.
You're drunk, Grok.
It's right. Picking up too many conspiracy sites, dude, at this point.
Grok is looking at the wrong websites.
Yeah, it's pulling from 24 posts and 15 web pages.
Hmm.
Very strange. Hmm.
Hold on here.
But, I mean, that just proves that Grok can be kind of fucking funky, dude.
Of course, yeah. I mean, who
are the front runners to become the new Pope?
I just asked him. I just asked him if the Pope was dead.
Mm.
I like that. Go straight to the point. You know what I mean?
Yes, according to multiple sources.
April 21st.
Right. Died on the 21st.
Well, now ask him or him. Now ask Grok, who are the front runners to become the new Pope? I'm just curious to see what it says. That's interesting, dude.
Like, but it gives different answers to different people.
I think it will. Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
I don't think it's going to give this the exact same answer every time. That's, you know, machine learning. It's going to spit it out, bro.
Following the death of Pope Francis on April 21st, several cardinals have emerged as potential front runners.
That's so weird.
Right that there. Is weird.
Peter.
Oh, Peter
Fridolin, Peter Pietro. I like that. It's like a pie. Pietro. You know what I'm saying?
Does he serve pizza?
Pier Battista, Luis Antonio. So Italy, the Philippines, Italy, Hungary, and
there's Congo. There's multiple Peters.
That's dude you were talking about.
That's what I'm saying, dude. There's Congo. A lot of Peters going on.
There's a couple Peters.
Peter Erdo, right?
Peter Turkson.
Peter Turkson, yeah.
From Ghana.
Where the fuck is Ghana?
Isn't that like an Africa? An African country?
Oh, Peter, he's a Ghana.
Oh, he's a Ghana.
Peter's a Ghana.
I like there's all pretty much P's except for Luis. You know what I'm saying? He's just like,
yeah.
Except the Matteo Zuppi.
Matteo.
I like Matteo more.
Matteo.
They're all old, man. I mean, they're just old. What? The Pierre, whatever that guy's
name
is.
You have to have experience with God.
Pierre Battista guy. He's 60. He's the youngest. I feel like that's pretty spry, 60. That's pretty decent.
60's the new 30.
Yeah, man. I feel like that could be pretty active.
Dang, dude. I can't wait to be 60.
Haven't you seen, like, the fucking comparisons between people like 50 back in the 70s or whatever, 60s, 70s, compared to people that are 50 now?
Yeah, they look fucking old back in the day.
Yeah, they're old as fuck. They look like they're 40 years older than they should be.
I want to read this. I'm gonna have to check this out. That guy, that Pierre Battista guy, his last name is Pizzaballa. I like that, dude.
Yeah, Pizzaballa,
But they said on here that he's a... pastoral approach, social justice advocacy. You know what I'm saying? That's never a good sign.
Yeah, I've heard there's going to be a more conservative pope to kind of go against the progressive pope agenda that you know, Francis brought in.
Well, who are the... Is there any in here that claim conservative? Because the other guy, Peter Turkson, his liberal views of social justice, climate change, and poverty align with Francis, but it's conservative theology positions. Including opposition to condoms. He's opposed to the condom.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I don't like condoms either, bro.
Fuck condoms. High five.
Oh, he was. Oh, hey, even worse. Let's top this.
High five.
He was opposed to condoms during the AIDS epidemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just wanted to keep the AIDS going. You know what I'm saying?
Peter Turkson is a black male. So yeah. I'm just saying, he's from Ghana, right?
That Matteo guy. He's a progressive street priest.
I can't see them going like that direction. You know, like maybe they will.
Street priest like a street like you're out there doing your sermon preaching, or whatever, bro. Just on the street.
Yeah, you're preaching, dude.
Huh.
So I don't know.
That'd be a weird choice.
This Pizzaballa guy.
Pizzaballa.
He's like the youngest of them, isn't he? He's 60.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like 70 and over. Let's see here. Pizzaballa. It literally is pizza, like the word pizza, and then balla.
Balla.
Like, I'm a balla pizza. I mean, this guy is white.
So
white.
He's Fridolin, the guy from Congo.
He's like Italian.
They say on his, the Congo guy, Fridolin, or however you say that, he would be the first pope.
Which one?
The very first one.
Oh.
If he was elected, he would be the first pope, or first African pope in 1,500 years. Mm. Who was the other African pope? You know what I mean?
Can you look him up?
Fridolin, or however you say that?
Or just like copy it with your cursor and paste it into a browser and that.
Well, what I'm curious is was the African pope 1,500 years ago African, like black? Or was he like a white African?
Well, it's not called the African pope. It's called the black pope.
We got
a winner.
Dude, he's from.
What's his name?
Fridolin. Fridolin.
Fridolin.
I like your thoughts.
Ambongo. Pisungu. Bizunga.
The chill guy.
I like that. I like saying his name. I like saying Bizunga.
Bizungas, dude.
I don't know. I don't know if that's how you say it. But that's what I'm saying.
Hey, man. Did you see her bazongas? Oh, my God.
Amen, bazongas. Amen.
He's going to play bongo on those bazongas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bongo.
Oh, God.
That means we can't pick him.
And bongo bazongas.
Yeah.
He looks like a boob man. You know what I'm saying? He looks like he would not be mad about a titty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He likes those.
I want to know who the African pope was 1,500 years ago. Look that shit up. Who was that guy? I feel like there's no way 1,500 years ago they would have had an African pope, like a black African pope.
Well, I mean, Elon's African, dude. I mean,
that's what I'm trying to say, though. Was he obviously like a white? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever been a black pope in history. That's why this one was... like this prophecy was like very
these penis heads.
There's only been three from Africa.
Yeah, they are. Oh, there's the other guy right there, Peter Turkson.
Oh yeah, that's
Turkson. I don't trust that guy. I don't trust that guy. I just look at him. I don't trust him. You know what I mean?
You don't trust him?
I don't know.
It's not saying who they are. Hold on.
It was up at the top right there.
I want to see.
Pictures. We can't really.
I want to see pictures.
There's no pictures. It's 1,500 years ago, man. There's only drawings of these dudes.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, look at that guy. He's sniffing his fingers, dude. See, I don't like that. That's that Turkson guy right there.
Can't see it. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, hold on. Yeah. He's trying to find a...
So... Oh, the term Black Pope, while you guys are looking for that, I looked up the Black Pope. So it's an informal nickname historically used to refer to the superior general of the Society of Jesus, commonly known as the Jesuits, a prominent Catholic religious order. The nickname originates from the black cassock worn by Jesuits, contrasting the white vestments of the Pope, and from the perception of the superior general's significant influence within this Catholic Church, particularly during the 16th and 17th centuries, when the Jesuits were a powerful missionary and educational force.
Hmm.
Yeah. I really don't think, I do feel like if we just say like, well, if a black man is named Pope, that would be the black Pope. That sounds just like, I don't really like that. Cause I feel like it's more to it than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that seems like an easy, like, oh, that could mean the same thing. I know people will say that.
You're thinking like dark and energy.
No, well, dark and energy, but also just like the wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine,
him not wearing white?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? That would be something like if he came out in a black attire, you'd be like, what is that?
I mean, I'm looking up in Grok, and now what I've just told you guys, Grok is clearly lying to me. So I don't know if I can use this thing. And I took a screenshot of that too for proof, and I'll put it in Telegram. But it says, as of April 23rd, 2025, the Superior General of the Jesuits is Father Arturo Sosa S.J. He has held this position since the election in October 14th, 2016. And so we have a black pope right now. The world, yeah. There is a black pope out there somewhere.
But there always is, though, right? Is that what it's saying? Because I don't know. But they're always like, before him, there was somebody else.
He's the 31st Superior General.
So, yeah, that's been going on for a long time. Because they don't just have him for 4 years, man. Like, they're there until, right?
Yeah, he got elected in 2016. So, I mean, it's almost 10 years.
So this is saying the last African popes, Victor, is that I or is that a Roman numeral?
Roman numeral, probably.
If it's not Bazunga, I don't want it. Get him out of here.
Victor, whatever that Roman numeral is, just the I's at, what, 10? No, it's not 10.
No, X is 10.
Matilda.
I is 1.
Miltitus and Gelasius. They served in early centuries of Christianity, with the most recent, Gelasius, reigning in the late 5th century. Since then, there has not been a pope of African origin.
Hmm. Yeah, and they were definitely not black. You know what I'm saying? There's some paintings of them.
Yeah, but you can't really trust that.
I mean, that pope is wearing a do-rag, to be fair. You know what I'm saying? It looks like he's wearing a do-rag.
But who painted that?
Painting?
I mean,
I don't know.
And you can paint people to look however you want them to look.
True that.
Look at Picasso's shit. People didn't look like that.
True that. I don't know, man. How long do you think it takes for them to announce the new pope? Isn't there like a strict limit?
There's
on
a
that?
Huge ceremonial fucking thing that they do, so it's going to be a little while, I think.
I thought it was like 9 or 10 days. Ten days.
It was less than 2 weeks darkness? For sure.
Yeah, something like that. But they do they do a bunch
look
of
look it
shit.
Up.
They
ask Grok.
They did like. Well, don't ask can't Grok. Trust
he'll,
Grok.
He'll say there is no pope. Where are you going?
Yeah,
pope's not.
I'm
dead.
Going ChatGPT. Screw this guy.
So they started the ceremonial shit today or yesterday, right?
Mm.
And they had the viewing fucking thing, which was also weird. And people were saying it's all satanic because like the little gates that go up to where he was sitting in his little sarcophagus or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Where the crosses were upside down.
Oh. Yeah. So the upside down cross was that the cross of St. Peter? Let me look this up. Upside down cross, because it's actually the first saint to die for Christ.
Hmm.
And he wanted to be turned upside down because he didn't want to be hung like Jesus. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But
why would the cross be upside down for the Pope?
Weren't there so many other people like crucified like Jesus was? Like around that time, that was like a common thing?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. I'm not really advanced on my crucifixion history.
Yeah. 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 Cross of St. Peter, dude. It's upside down cross. And there's that Peter again. Peter is a common theme right now.
Let's get real. Hey, man, that you know the band Ghost I like, you know what I'm saying? They're putting out a new album in a couple days. Okay.
Okay.
And Papa B Perpetua, you know what I'm saying? He's the Pope of Ghost.
Okay.
Papa Pete?
Papa Pete. No, it's Papa V, which would be what, 5?
Oh. Yeah.
Right? Perpetua? Perpetual?
That's what I did in high school, dude. I popped the V. Oh, yeah, bro.
Right here. Right. Look that up right there. He's going to be the new pope. That's what it is, dude.
No.
Tobias Forge, the new pope.
That is weird. The Dark Pope. Ghost did come out with a new album, didn't they?
No, it's coming out on the 20th. Tomorrow. They're having a midnight showing tomorrow, a midnight viewing tomorrow.
Right around the pope's death. That's weird, dude. There he is. And they dress up like Catholic priests, right?
That's him. That's the new Pope, dude. That's the Dark Pope.
See? You're onto something here, dude.
It's the Dark Pope. You know what I'm saying? Ow. Not black, purple, yeah. And black, to be fair.
He's the ghost.
Well, he's got a black face on.
Partial.
Partial black face.
Partial black face. But he's from, like, Sweden, so I think it's not the same. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't think blackface is a thing anymore.
I feel like when you're in Sweden or, like, Norway or fucking those countries where black metal, like, blackface almost is probably aggravating. Because it's like, hey, death metal, you know what I mean? Like, all the skull blackface and stuff they did. They're just like, nah. That's just what we do.
Hmm.
Yeah, there it is. Perfect timing, dude. So I'll look up Pope, and all of a sudden, see, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Tobias Forge just killed him. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's a perfect thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, people are going to be looking up the Pope, and all of a sudden, they're like, oh, ghost? Who's this?
You know who I think is behind it all?
Who's
Tobias,
that?
Whatever the fuck his name is.
Forge?
I think he met up with JD. He gave him a little toxic poison. He said, hey, put this in the Pope's hand when you shake it. Just make sure to wipe your hand immediately afterwards. That residue will kill anything on contact.
Yes, sir. Maybe.
And then he told President Trump and Vice President to wear the yellow ties as a signature. The deed is done.
Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah, that mission is accomplished.
I think we can start this going forward. I think we can really push this. You know what I mean? Because some people say he's pretty evil. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Tobias Forge.
Oh. He's not going to be the Pope, dude.
I'm kidding. Obviously. He's like, I can't be the Pope. I'm going on a tour, dude. What are you talking about? Can't
Popes
do that.
Can't tour.
You would have so many angry Catholics coming does after the Pope, you. Be like, how could you?
Yeah.
Damn. Does the Pope ever even leave, like, Vatican City ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes all around the world.
Yeah, he travels.
There was a crazy story.
Remember his bubble car?
No.
You've never seen the Pope's bubble car?
No. Bubble car?
Look that shit up, dude. Look it up. His glass
he has
fucking...
a bubble?
Look it up.
Pope.
He has like a fucking bulletproof bubble car that he fucking used to cruise in back in the day. One of the popes did. There it is.
This thing?
That's not the one I remember.
That's
but,
a Jeep.
Yeah, yeah. But look at it, dude. He's got this little bubble, you know? It's a little glass case of emotion. You know what I mean?
I mean, if they were going to make...
Oh,
that,
boy.
That doesn't even have sides on it, though.
That one doesn't, but he has ones that do.
That's like a safari Jeep, too.
Why
He's
would
like,
you,
what is he doing?
If you were the Pope...
Look at the lions.
And you had the fucking money the Vatican City has. Would you cruise around to wave to the people in a fucking Jeep?
Hey, man.
I wouldn't.
If Jeep? It had hydraulics, maybe.
It's just not my first choice. You know what I'm saying? Not my first choice.
Come on. You got to step your game up a little bit. You're the fucking Pope. You got to roll around in style, I feel, right?
No, they're minimal, remember? Minimalists.
No, they're not. Have you seen the fucking place where they live?
I mean, listen, it's for his protection. Even though the sides are completely open, which does not make sense.
Oh, this thing?
At all. That's one of them. Yeah, he's had many, dude.
There's one of them.
It's, that's a Mercedes, at least. You know what I mean? At least.
That's weird.
Dang, dude. Look at that. That's sick. Look at yellow flags.
Oh yeah.
Oh my dear lord, there's two of them.
Oh wait, that's yellow and white. What's the yellow and What's white yellow mean white? Dude,
oh, we got to go back to the nautical flag system.
Yellow and white means
find the tweet, Chris.
Yellow and white,
who the hell knows, dude. Yeah, the Pope Francis, he went out to the Amazon and did something
there is no yellow and white.
There's no yellow and white.
Nope.
Bummer.
Means nothing.
I guess it was just something that happened.
It says in general, yellow and white together can represent a blend of positive and negative connotations. That's what it says. Depends on the context. Is that not the most vague fucking answer you've ever heard?
It could, like, be,
it
good,
could be bad.
Could be bad.
Could be great.
Depends how it goes.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Depends on how you ask.
That sounds like a Grok answer right there, dude. Yeah. White, on the other hand, is commonly linked to purity, innocence, and peace, whereas yellow often
yellow
associated with
flag.
Happiness, sunshine, optimism.
Yellow and white flag Pope. Because it was on the Pope mobile.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I wonder if it represented maybe like a country that they were in.
It's the flag of Vatican City.
There it is.
Look up.
There it is, yeah.
Look up the flag of Vatican City. And, ooh, we have a...
We're idiots.
Why does their logo look like two pistons?
That's what I was just thinking.
I got that on my back, bro.
Those are keys.
I don't know, but look at it. Looks like,
it looks like it's like chain sprockets and shit. But I see the keys now.
I'm talking about the top one. Look at that. Yeah, that one looks like two fucking... Tell me that. Yeah, come on, man. That's like a hot rod look right there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look. And there is the upside down cross on this little emblem there. Can you open that up in its new tab or its own tab? So
this
that
one,
way
or
can,
do you want to do one like this? Let's do this.
Sure. Then we can kind of like zoom in. Oh, God. What is this?
It just took me
too long. You got to click on the picture.
I did.
There we go. And then you can just zoom in on that. Yeah, see, like those two, but see on that ribbon, you get, oh, wait, you're looking at a different picture than.
Yeah, I think they're, that is just normal crosses right there.
Yeah, those are normal crosses. On the picture that I'm looking at, there's two upside down crosses. Maybe I have a.
Propaganda.
Yes, propaganda, dude.
Oh, I'm on flagdetective.com. Biggest loser ever created that website.
Flag detective. That's got to be.
We got a detective.
I mean, dude.
Yeah.
That looks the same. Not the same.
Well, I mean, kind of, yeah.
But the principle behind it.
Maybe,
you know what
I mean? Maybe the popes are like closet hot rod guys.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we'll make it a little rock and roll. You know what I mean? Not too rock and roll. Just a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah, two keys crossing. A gold and a gray. Weird. And then, obviously, the... What is that hat called? The papal fucking...
You don't think that, Greg? You see that? Look at that thing. Can you see that?
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
That looks a lot like it, man. I'm just saying it's got the whole fucking... Yeah, I mean, it's got the whole look.
So what is that, and what does it do?
That's just a hot rod thing. Those are pistons of an engine, and usually, like...
Piston rods.
Yeah. Connecting rods, you know what I'm saying? And it's just a logo that people that like cars, I mean, a tattoo on them. I'm pretty sure I have it on
what
my
is
back.
It?
I can't really remember. I think it's flags or piston. I can't,
you
no.
can't remember?
I never see it. You know? No, it's an engine. I know that. Two flags.
So what does the piston do for the car?
It goes up and down and gets you the power. You know what I'm saying?
It's lower. Lower,
shake it. Oh, God.
Shake it.
Take his shirt off, baby.
I'm shaking.
Bam, it's bam, an engine. Bam.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel it, baby.
But the bottom, it doesn't have the rods. It's like dice and shit down there.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is lifting up Dave's shirt, everybody. So that's what we're getting sexy over time.
Gotta do what you gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
It's in the name of science.
Show me your bazungas.
Isn't that funny, though? Like, you have a tattoo, and you're just like, I actually don't remember what that looks like. Because you never really see it, you know what I'm saying? It's just there, and it's like, oh, I forgot I even had that.
You never look in the mirror and go,
happens all the time with my butthole, dude. I forget
exactly
what that looks like sometimes.
What does my butthole look like?
Dude, my butthole's been clean.
I have never wondered.
I've been bidetting that motherfucker every time I poop.
Oh, man. Yeah, that happy birthday. Happy bidet.
I'll just sit there and let it ride. Is it a happy bidet? You know,
I didn't even use it when I was over there.
I know. You should have fucking used it, man. You should have tried it.
I went into the bathroom, and I used the bathroom, and then I washed my hands, and I went to leave, and I looked back, and I seen the bidet, and I was like... Maybe next time.
Next time. You will, because you go in there.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, I completely forgot about it.
You throw down in that bathroom. Dude, I've seen you.
Yeah.
Where we're where's Chris at? And they're like, he's in the bathroom.
I've dropped some logs in there.
You dropped some big logs in there, I think. Yeah, man.
Leaving. Yeah. Why not?
Bidet, dude. It does feel clean, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll have to use it next time. I don't know.
Was that the only thing? Was that the big news?
The Pope?
I mean pretty much, dude.
That was pretty, pretty much big news.
Yeah? Damn.
Yeah.
What a week.
There is some fucking, a huge fucking fire in New Jersey right now, which I'd never thought.
Right.
I'd never heard of wildfires in New Jersey, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, that's another thing. I'm like, what? I'm like, do they have plans to become a smart city or something? Is this like, what did that conspiracy is going to be going around?
Who knows? I do know it's big. I seen a video and it looked fucking gnarly of like the flames and stuff. And I think it had burned like... 2,000 something acres, and they only had 5% contained when I seen it last.
What was that one that was like by the freeway?
I bookmarked
was that the
some
same
of
one?
The photos
that black
the videos.
Smoke. Did you see that one?
Huh. What?
I don't know. I saw a video. I was scrolling through, and I saw it, and it's like this guy comes around a corner, and there's like a highway ahead of him, and all of a sudden it's black smoke, like huge flames, dude. No, that's not
a couple videos. If you look in the, like, Wake Up New Jersey, you'll see some good aerial shots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That looks like an area that would just burn rapidly.
Oh, boy.
Looks like multiple different fires going on here.
Yeah. Jeez. Look at that. All stacked together like that. That woods.
And it's
that
like,
wooded
it's like
area.
That woods.
That woods right there, bro.
Look how stacked those woods are.
Fucking log on log. Look at that. Packed.
Why is it?
Yeah, that whole thing's going bye-bye.
Why was that burning in a straight fucking line?
It is burning in a straight line. Look at that.
Yeah. See that?
Laser.
Like a laser just went.
That's fucking created. Isn't that not weird?
Yeah.
I don't know if like, fires do that, but yeah.
You
maybe
look
it's
back
weird.
Right here on this side, none of those trees right here are burned. None of these trees are burned. But there's a straight fucking line of fire.
It's not, the
trees
not a ring of
behind,
fire.
Like underneath. Ring the trees underneath fire. The smoke might be burned.
We line of fire.
But like those ones that you can see on both sides of the fire are not burned. At least the tops of them. At least the
it's hard
of
to
them
tell, though.
Maybe underneath is burned.
Yeah, I think this is.
But you'd
yeah.
think this would be all red. You'd think.
No, because go back to that, or go forward a little bit when it goes to the other, right there. See how it's the low-level fire? And like the top of the trees are not burning?
Yeah, look
yeah
at
but,
the top of the
yeah,
trees,
but you can
green.
See the fire all the way underneath the trees over here. It's not just a line.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And you're in like you're looking at the edge of the line here, like the end of the line where you have green on both sides. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. Maybe it's just it's a weird
I like
perception.
That. I like
thing.
That right there, dude. That one fucking fire guy.
There's
like,
one.
He's like, ah, shit.
I got this, guys.
Yeah. Fucking pay me extra, dude. You know what, guys?
I got this side.
Yeah. I'll keep a lookout. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
well,
not
I mean,
getting over here. You can trust me.
I'm protecting this field, guys.
Well, maybe when it gets to that field, it'll actually stop, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where that tree line...
Unless it starts going... The wind changes and it starts going the other direction.
That sucks, dude.
Wildfires are crazy.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good.
I feel like it's going to be intense. We'll see. We'll see what they want to push and the agendas and all this shit. So, I don't know.
Damn, dude.
Hopefully... You guys have never had really... tough fires in your neck of the woods, right?
There was one not that long ago. It burned like...
Was it close to you guys, though?
Yeah, it was close. It was on the other side of the highway. I can't remember how much it burned. It was like 200, up to like 250 acres or something like that.
Holy moly.
And they got it contained, I mean, within a few days.
We have a lot of trees over on this side. I feel like most of the Texas fires are coming from the west. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like where it's dry.
That's what I think. Yeah.
But we definitely have a lot of woods. We're getting to the green belt basically here where we're at. So like there's definitely trees to do it. Yeah. For sure.
Well, don't tell anybody that.
Oh, shit, man.
Jeez, you're the open invitation to
You know. And they would just they'd put more buildings up. You know what I mean? They'd just be like, well,
that's
shit.
True.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dudes.
I don't
know.
What's the odds?
Odds of what?
The Pope being black. A black man. I think they're due. I think like just with the way that these guys are talking, like the whole like fucking social justice, like I just feel like I feel like the Vatican's like,
and
we should probably, you know what I mean? Like that kind of a thing. Like maybe
not,
it's time.
Not only that, but think about like if it happened under Trump, you know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, under Trump's like presidency, they had the first black Pope, like, people wouldn't want that, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, oh, I don't want this to be related to Trump or
maybe,
like, any way.
You think they'll come out with like a trans pope?
No.
The first trans pope?
No.
Come on. Wasn't Pope Francis?
He goes,
trans?
I know all genders. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. Like, I know what it's like to be a
I've
woman.
I've got a mangina.
mangina.
Who was it that we were watching? There was a guy that sounded just like that dude. Remember? We were watching on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that guy?
I'm Old Greg.
Old Greg.
Do you love me? Do you love me? It's Old Greg right here, bro.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get that?
My wife bought it for me.
That's pretty sick, dude.
Do you love me? I actually have one.
It actually kind of looks like you.
Wait, hold on.
In a real sick way, it does.
Like, if you were dressed up at Halloween as Old Greg.
Oh, you got to dress up for Halloween.
I got a mangina.
Dude, what a great costume, dude.
God.
If you had like a funnel
dude,
in front
you.
Of
just
you.
Looks like me?
Yes. You have to be Old Greg for Halloween one year.
Yeah, you have to. I feel like you could do it.
Like, right? I don't understand how you haven't done it yet.
It's a, and you know what's fun? The best part of it is only like a handful of people would
understand. I'm a scaly manfish.
What are you doing in my waters, mother liquor?
Mother liquor, dude. Yeah.
You ever drink Bailey's from a shoe? Do you love me? Oh, yeah. What are you doing in my waters?
Dude, you have to do it. You have to do it. Over the next couple of years, you have to do it one time, dude. You got to do it one time.
God, dang it.
It would just be good because I feel like most people wouldn't know what it was, but the handful of people when you're walking down the street would be like, fucking old Greg, dude. That's old Greg.
Right, I know. Like the you wear like the freaking tutu.
Do you let people try to guess, or you just yell, "I'm old Greg" every time you walk in a room?
Dude, you got to look this up. There
kids
was
are like,
this
trick or
guy.
Treat, he's on the street.
I'm
like,
old Greg.
I'm old Greg.
I'm old Greg. Trick or treat. But no, there was a guy who created an old Greg costume.
Oh.
Where when he had this contraption where he lifted the skirt,
like a spotlight would
flashed,
come on.
Oh, and it flashed like flashlight beams.
That'd be hilarious.
Sick, dude. Yeah, you put like one of those like shop lights under there, dude, and it just glows.
Yeah,
just
super bright.
That's fucking awesome. God damn, what a great costume, dude.
That'd be funny.
Yep.
Great costume.
I'll try to find it and I'll send it to you.
All right, dudes.
Yeah, go.
The old Pope, man. The old Pope.
The old Pope.
Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
No, I'm saying.
No choice but to.
How terrible would it be if he just like was, he's just this evil person and he dies and everybody's like, oh, rest his soul, Jesus will, and he's just burning up in hell right now. You know what I'm saying? Because he's just such a bad person. It's always possible.
There's probably a lot of people like that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I believe it, man. He's just like, shit. Shouldn't have been so fucking liberal.
I deserve this.
Excuse me, are there boys down here? Yeah, I guess I'm like, no. Oh, boy. Hey, man.
Okay.
It is what it is. Don't do it if you don't want us to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Got to fix that
shit.
That's true. All right, guys. Have a good one. Happy fucking Wednesday.
Peace.
Later.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.